Good morning. Our question today is when standing up for someone who was elderly, 70 and above, according to the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Arizal, it's 60 and above, and when standing for somebody who is considered a Talmud Chacham, our question in particular is, do you have to stand up without leaning on anything, or can you lean on something? As we've talked about in the past couple of days, the concept of not standing up all the way, but just doing a little bit of a stand-up, just a little bit out of your seat and then back down. And we said that that is not the ideal, the Tor Paskins, that's not considered being Mekayim, the mitzvah of standing. You have to stand all the way up, like for your Shmoneh Esrei. We've allowed a couple of rationales to be lenient, but let's say the Ikar Din, let's be machmir right now. In fact, that is certainly the ideal way to do it, and it could be the required way to do it, is standing all the way up. But can I lean on something? Can I lean on the bench in front of me, or the chair in front of me, the table in front of me? Or is that not considered standing up? So in fact, the Sefer Kima V'Hidur says as follows, there is an opinion that you have to stand, absolutely stand, and you cannot lean on anything. And in the footnote, we'll go through some of the opinions in the footnote and the rationales. So he brings first the Birka Yosef and the Chachma Shlomo, that Rav Shlomo Kluger, who say as follows, that when it comes to standing up, for a Talmud Chacham, it says takum, which means standing. You cannot be leaning on something. It needs to actually be standing. And on a Doraisa level, it's not called standing. If you are leaning on something, you actually have to be fully standing. So that is view number one, rationale number one, why you have to be machmir on this. The Agos Chacham Tzvi says as follows, the Amida Yedei Smicha Yesh Barak Mitzas Hidur. The concept here when we stand is it has to be a hidur, it has to be a splendor for the person that we're standing up for. And if you're leaning on something, that's not really showing the true hidur, that's not really showing them the true kavod. The Efsha Lasot Tzchein Rak Hechadolo Efsha Bofen Acher. And if you are not able to do it in any other way, you're not able to stand, unless you lean on something, then it would be permitted. Otherwise, that would not be sufficient. You have to really be standing and not leaning on something. The Sefer Nachlas Eliyahu brings an interesting concept here, that if you are leaning on something, that if the item is taken away, you would fall. That is considered that you are sitting. That is not considered standing. However, if you're not leaning on it so much, to the extent that if they took it away, you would fall, then that would be acceptable. He says, Lichora avar b'kacha mitzvah sa'aseh, if it's the fact that when it's removed, you would fall, then you are being mevatel the mitzvah of mipnei seiva takum. That is a similar concept when it comes to Shmoneh Esrei. You have the same question, can you lean on something, you have to stand. And indeed, some poskim say that if you are leaning on the item to the effect, to the extent that that item was removed, you would fall, that is not considered standing for your Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, so Shita number one was, we are machmir. When we say standing, it means standing and not leaning on something. But having said that, there are some poskim who have said that it is permitted to lean on something when doing the mitzvah of standing up for somebody who is elderly or somebody who is a Talmud Chacham. Among those poskim, this is the second camp of the poskim, the Chassam Sofer says as follows, when it says that the mitzvah of standing up for a Chacham, lo ne'amar b'kra amida, it doesn't say standing, ela rak takum v'hadarta, you should stand up, but it doesn't say amida, which is full standing, get up a little, v'hadarta, or takum at least, not maybe not a little, but stand up and show hidur. That means that you have to get up from where you're seated. Accordingly, standing up while leaning on something, that would be sufficient. It doesn't say full amida, it says takum v'hadarta, and you have gotten up from your location, even if you're leaning on something, that would be acceptable, according to the Chassam Sofer. The Yesharish Yaakov says as follows, the amida al yedei smicha hevi amida le'inyan kima mibnei chacham. When it comes to our definition, our mitzvah today of standing for somebody who's a talmud chacham, you would be permitted to lean on something. And in fact, explicit or implicit, or it can be learned from the Magen Avraham, like this camp, like this group of opinions, that it would be permitted when standing up for a talmud chacham to lean on something. So this is the second group. This is the group of lenient poskim. The first group were of the poskim who are machmir, the Birka Yosef, the Chacham Shlomo, Hagas Chacham Tzvi, Nachlas Eliyahu. They are machmir, so you need a full standing. Maybe if you have no choice, then you can lean on something. But otherwise, the default is fully standing, not leaning on something. This second group of poskim, the Chasam Sofer, based on the Magen Avraham, the Chasam Sofer, the Yashresh Yaakov, etc., they are of the view that you can be lenient, that you do not have to be fully standing. You can stand and lean on something. And in fact, there are a number of contemporary poskim who are lenient on this point. The Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner, and Rav Mordechai Gross, the Gaon Rav Mordechai Gross, as follows. When it comes to standing, both for a Talmud Chacham and for a Zaken, an elderly person, they are machria like the Magen Avraham, that you can stand while leaning on something. It doesn't have to be absolute, outright standing without leaning on something. Have a wonderful day.